Father, I adore you, and I lay my life before you,
and I lay my life before you.
Jesus, I adore you, and I lay my life before you.
Father, I adore you,
and I lay my life before you.
How I love you,
how I love you.
Our God and Heavenly Father, we come before you and we thank you. This beautiful day you've given us, and this time you've given us, Father, to come round together around your word, to hear what you have for us to hear what you have for us, Father. And this time, pray for our dad as he tackles the topic of family, and more importantly, children in the family. Father, speak through him as he guides us in ways the children should be in the household, the roles that we play, and the impact that we can have on the families, Father. Help us to be obedient children and listen to the guidance and the advice you've given to us through your word. Let us apply it to our lives. Through your son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Good evening, my lovely viewers. Once again, this is your brother Paul Orphan coming to you on my Facebook page. And also you'll find me on YouTube and Spotify. Some of you also find me on Instagram. I know for the past 2 weeks, we were on a break, and I know most of you might have, you know, missed us because you haven't seen us for the last couple of weeks, but we are back. Remember, we were treating a topic, the family, that is ideal family, okay? That is the topic that we are, you know, treating now. And we have tackled an ideal husband and also an ideal wife. This is the last part of this lesson. And tonight, we're going to talk about an ideal children. The home will be a wonderful place to live if there are ideal children in the family. So that is what we're going to talk about today. If you haven't listened to the first, I think, four parts, part one, part two, three, and four, please try to look for them. You find them on my Facebook page and also on YouTube. Some of you, as I said, would find me on Spotify in the audio form, and also Instagram. You may also find me there. Please, it's important because this will help you to understand all the series that we've been, treated so far. We're going to continue this lesson, as I've said, and today we're going to tackle children in the family. Especially, when I say children here, I'm not talking about young children, but I'm talking about probably the adolescent and teenagers or the young adults, because this is they are the, you know, the problems that we have when it comes to family matters. So this is what we're going to discuss tonight. See, when we say an ideal home, this is a home controlled by God and also a home controlled by the love of God and the fear of God. And it is important as parents, we know when we can model our children to be better people for for our homes and also the society at large. You see, most people or some people are of opinion that the best period for kids to be receptive to God's message is before age 7. Some people think that, you know, when the child is 7 years and they have not listened to the word of God, it's becoming difficult as, you know, they mature in life. So it's important if you want to model children to be the people that you want in future, then you have to start from the tender age. Well, maybe you may be, as a parent, you can, you know, admit this or reject it. That's what I want to say. Now, if parents do not have total control, for my observation, over their children by the age of 12, then know that they are on a path of what? Failing. I'm not saying you failed, but if by age 12 you cannot control your children, right, at age 12, it means you are on the path of failing. I'm saying this because between the age 12 and age 25 is the most crucial and challenging period for most teenagers and young adults in life. And that is why Paul said to Timothy, and if you read 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14 to 15, I'm reading from the ESV, listen very well. He said, but as for you, was talking to Timothy, was very young. We don't know how old was Timothy. Some people think he was a teenager or young adult, right? But Paul says, as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it from, right? And how from your childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through the faith in Christ Jesus. That is 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14 and 15. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14 and 15. So what this scripture is saying here is that for people to be acquainted with the scripture, they should be told or learned from their childhood. And that is why I'm saying that if you want your child to know God by the age 7, if you've not been able to put these in the child's mind, then it starts to become what? Difficult. Okay? The best time to train someone to be a person that you want is when he or she is a child. It's important because this is the time when the brain is ready to stop things. Right? Don't allow people to stuff the brain of your children, okay, with unnecessary things, okay? If they do, it will come to time there will be no room for them to absorb the good things that you want them to know. So you have to start doing that because as they go to school, they are stuffing a lot of things, not only what the teachers teach them, but what they see around them too. So it's important. Now that child care or upbringing have become so difficult for parents, it's important that as parents, we start from the tender age and that will help us. Now, according to scripture, Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, Proverbs says, you train up a child in a way he should go, even when he is old, and he will not depart from it. Meaning, if you want somebody to become the person that you want, you have to train the person when he is a child. He is a child. Don't wait till that childhood escapes you because then it becomes difficult for you to model that person. When this opportunity is missed, it become difficult, but not entirely impossible, to train them to be the good people that you want. Now, I said between the age 12 and 25 is a challenging period. Why am I saying that? This lesson, we're going to focus on that age, because when we are talking about an ideal family, right? We cannot talk about ideal family without talking about the children, you know, between these ages, because these are the children that pose challenges in the families when it comes to, you know, the family relationship. Okay. Young children can be controlled by many families because they are young, they are naive, and mostly submissive at this tender age. You understand? But after age 12, okay, when they see some changes in their body, some parents lose control, especially at the adolescent period, right? Especially at the adolescent period. But there are many reasons for these challenging behaviors displayed during this period. Probably you don't know, and that is why this has become so a challenge, what? So much a challenge to you, right? Now, when they get to this age, the challenges that a family face, right, the key amongst them is, you know, when they start, or there are, you know, hormonal changes coming into their bodies. You know, as they are children, now they get to this adolescent age or age of puberty, there are a lot of changes going on in the adolescent body, in the teenage body. And this are the reasons why they behave the way they behave. So it's important, you see, it's important that we know this. As they develop, the adolescent or the teenage will experience a range of emotions and mood swings, which are expressed in many ways, in different ways. You see, many of such behavior sometimes become difficult for parents to manage. Sometimes it's normal for teenagers to be moody or show some disrespect or defiance as they go through these phases of hormonal changes and period of what? Brain development during the age of what? Or the during puberty, right? Teenagers may also be short-tempered as they naturally begin to seek private and independence, their privacy and independence. They come to time that they want their own independence. They want to be private, right? You see that sometimes they are in their rooms. They don't want you to even knock to their doors or knock their doors. This is a challenge to many parents or many families. You understand? It's a challenge, right? Now, this may account for the frequent confrontations or being argumentative. They may begin, you know, spending more time with their peers and lock themselves in their rooms away from the parents. So if you are a parent, you have to see all these changes coming in either your adolescent children or your teenage children. They begin to do all these things. But because we don't have a clue what is going on in their body, sometimes we blame them. You understand? Okay. As teenagers mature, they are faced with new experiences and challenges. Because their brains are not fully matured or developed, they may feel emotions very intensely and in different ways. Probably because they often do not have adequate coping mechanism to deal with what is going on in their bodies or the way they feel. And as a result, the adolescent, teenagers, and the young adults can often be very, very sensitive, self-conscious, and experience a range of emotions that at times can be overwhelming. These feelings are then often expressed as being moody, argumentative, or disrespectful towards others, and more often disrespectful to their parents. And parents will not know why they are behaving this way. It is important that as parents we know this, so that we can know how to handle such situations, how to deal with these challenging behaviors among the adolescent, teenagers, and the young adults. That's what we're going to talk about. Let me advise you that what one family finds challenging may be acceptable for others. Right? You see this and you see it's a challenging to you. You go to other families, it means nothing to them. Because probably they've studied their children behavior and they know why they are behaving that way. You see, sometimes the differences may be due to the cultural and environmental upbringing of these individual children. And that is why you see these differences with them. Understand that children born and brought up in the Western part of the world may pose different challenging behavior compared to their counterparts in Africa or elsewhere. And that is why when you see this adolescent or teenagers from the ages between 12 and 19 and even up to 23, their behavior is different from their counterparts in other parts of the world. It's because of their culture and the way they are brought up. You understand? You and your family will have different ranges of what is acceptable when it comes to behavior, right? Of your teenage boy or girl. However, there are some common problems, right? And challenges that face many homes face during the adolescent and the teenage period. And some of these include, one, being defiant, the teenage children or adolescent children, or even sometimes young adults can be defiant and also being argumentative with the parents and other siblings. And sometimes you don't know why they always become argumentative with their parents. Okay. Two, being disrespectful towards others in the family. Okay. Example, you hear them talking back to their parents, name callings, and using curse words, swear words. Okay. Two, and you can say, oh, when my boy was coming up, he wasn't like this. But why is he behaving like this? Okay, I know your girl wasn't like this. But when he got to this kind of puberty age or adolescent or in the teenage, it's entirely changed. There are a lot of things going on in their bodies that account for this. So as parents, we have to know, okay? There may be frustrations and emotions. Example, being moody today and they are happy the next day. You understand? Watch that. Also, they may be aggressive and also showing some violent behavior, especially the boys, because they want to, they see their bodies maturing and they want to tell you that they are the bosses in the house. So, if you haven't trained them from their childhood, now they are going to control you. So that is important. They also can be, there can be self and environmental neglect. They neglect themselves. Sometimes they don't care. Okay. You go to their rooms. I mean, they put things anywhere. They don't clean their rooms, even themselves. That's what we call the self neglect. And environmental neglect. They just neglect the environment. They can also be very, very lazy. Okay? At this period, you see, the children, the teenage, the adolescent or teenage boys and girls can be very lazy, and sometimes they do not care. They don't help the home. Now, these are some of the challenges we as parents we face. Apart from these, the biggest challenge we may face as parents is their mental health issue. Okay? Status. Now, many parents are clueless when it comes to their children's mental health, about how to handle them, right? But in this lesson, we're going to, you know, see some of the behavior changes which should be of concern to you. If you're a parent and you see your children, okay, that your adolescent child or your teenage child behaving in this way, then it has to be a concern to you. Now, we are talking about how to get an ideal home. And to ideal home will be a better place to live if you have ideal children, right? But we can't get ideal children if we don't learn the changes that go through these people. You will not understand why they behave in certain way. But this is a, you know, they are going on the faces of changes of, you know, a lot of things, okay, coming in their bodies. That if you understand why your children or your child is behaving this way, then it will help you to know how you manage this. So we are talking, we are saying that one of the challenges that can be, you know, a big problem to us is the mental, their mental health status, right? Although some challenging behaviors and mood changes may be normal in the adolescent and the teenage life. I've already said that sometimes it's because it's going on in this hormonal changes, they go on phases. It may be a challenging to you, but this with time, you know, go away. But it's important as we parents, we know what is normal and those that requires attention, right? We have to know that. Now, in these phases of life, some children may have some mental health issues that may go unnoticed. It's very, very important. If you live with your teenage boy or a girl, you have to study him or her very well. Sometimes the behavior, it's not normal. Probably you think that, oh, because he's a teenager, that is why he's behaving like that. Some of them are normal with teenagers because they go through these challenges and then with time fades away. But some of them, they have, you know, mental health issues, which parents become clueless, and this can affect them as they mature in life. So it's important that we need to look at some of these behaviors and know which one will be of concern. You see, the effect of peer pressure, bullying at school, and environmental pressures may also have burden on their mental health. Your child starts secondary school, and when he comes home, I mean, her behavior or his behavior is entirely different. Sometimes he's so moody and can be in his room or her room for so many hours. He doesn't come down. He doesn't go to the kitchen to eat with you. He only sneak out when the parents or other siblings are away, and then he go and, you know, prepare something for himself or herself, and then get back to her room or his room. You understand? So some children may be facing bullying, you know, at school. They have this peer pressure that is also coming on them. Okay. You know, together with overproduction or underproduction of certain hormones during this period, you know, can affect their mental health. So it's important we know this. You see, emotional periods and challenging behaviors should not last for many days or weeks. It shouldn't last for many days or weeks. For example, if your child, your teenage boy or girl, it's sad, okay? It maybe is getting depression, but you yourself, you don't know, right? So if there's sadness, anxiety, or frustration, if this continues for many days, then you should be concerned and speak to your teenager for the cause of his or her behavior, or you need to seek professional advice. It may be something that will be worrying that you have to take action. I'm saying this because according to the World Health Organization, globally, 1 in 7 of this age, between age 10 and 19, okay, experiences a mental health disorder. And that is a big figure. One, it means that if you have about 70 children within this group, 10 of them will have mental health issues, which parents we may not know. We're thinking that, he's a teenager, she is in, you know, her, adolescent period, and that is why she is behaving like that. But according to WHO, WHO, one out of seven with this age group may experience, you know, mental health disorder. And this accounts for 13% of the global burden of diseases that this group, you know, have. Also, they may have depression, anxiety, and other behavioral, you know, disorders, which are among the leading cause of illness and disability in adolescent, which we may not know. They may have some suicidal thoughts. People, you see, if you look at people that commit suicide, the ages between 15 and 29, according to global statistics, ages between 15 and 29, they are the people that commit suicide. That age. Why are they committing suicide? They have mental health problems. But parents, we don't know. We don't know. Sometimes we think, oh, this is a normal for, you know, teenagers or young adults. But sometimes it can be serious. There can be an underlying cause. That is why they are behaving like this. You see, the consequences of failing to address adolescent mental health condition can extend to the adulthood, causing both physical and adult mental health issues and limiting the opportunities to lead fulfilling life as an adult's opportunities. Okay? They limit that. Now, teenagers and their friends, if your parents too, you need to know your teenage boys and girls, who their friends are, because they can also have impact on their minds. It is natural for teenagers to want to disengage from their own families and spend time with their friends. It's normal. They go out, they don't come home, and if you ask, I am with my friend. And sometimes they seek comfort with their friends than even they will have at home. If possible, know who their friends are and where they live. It is important. And sometimes, you see, they are difficult at this age. They don't even want to tell you. But if they can't tell you, that is good. So that you know where your teenage boy or girl will be. You understand? Remember, they may not want to interfere, want you to interfere with your social life. However, if you notice that your child is withdrawing from the social interactions, they are no longer interested in participating in activities they once enjoyed, this should be of a concern. Okay? Now, we're talking about some of the causes of these challenging behaviors that we see from the teenage children and young adults, which become a problem for many families. Many families start to break down when they have these teenage girls and boys in them, okay? And some just even throw their hands in the air. The reasons are many. Sometimes part of the brain involved in self-control isn't fully developed until people are well into their 20s, and which means that the teenagers can face challenges in self-management and decision-making. They have difficulty to, you know, manage themselves in this area. When dealing with the teenager's behavior, it is important to consider their current situation and how it may also affect them. You see, some other important factors that may impact their behavior may include, sometimes you see them, they sleep a lot. And other time too, lack of sleep, they don't sleep at all. 2 o'clock, you go to their room and they are still sitting there chatting with their friends. 2 o'clock in the night, they don't sleep. Some people have poor diet, they don't eat at all. And others too, they eat too much. These are all the phases they go through. Okay, and they have self and environmental neglect, as I've already, you know, explained earlier on. They also spend too much time on the screens, either on their mobile phone, their tablets, or their computers, on internet and social media. These are all having effect on our teenage children. You understand? Sometimes, some ongoing challenging behavior can be an indicator of an underlying health issue. If you are concerned about your child, please get specialist help because it is important. But young children, my teenage children, it is important to understand that if you are a family or you're part of the family, you help to make your family beautiful. And your family is counting on you. And God is also counting on you. Especially those who are born into the Christian family. It is important that you show your parents, you make your parents, you know, proud by not entangling yourself with the world that we see. The appalling behavior of some of the young men and young women we find in our society today. God still requires children and a young adult or young people to respect their parents and be good family members. The scripture says, and I quote from Colossians chapter 3 verse 20. It says, children, obey your parents in everything. For this pleases the Lord. With all the changes and the challenges that you face this period, you don't need to disrespect your parents. Sometimes you need to control yourself. Some of the things we know can be too much on you, but it is important you control yourself. It faces, it can, you know, pass out quickly. Sometimes it is good when these children were trained or given, you know, God's message when they were young, and this can help them when they get to these phases, they can, you know, handle themselves well. And you parents too, you can handle them well if you have taught them when they were kids with God's message. But if you don't, or you have not taught them, this period is difficult to turn your teenage boys and girls to God. Parents, let us observe our children more closely in order not to mix their mental health issues. They may have problems. Please seek advice early. And make sure if you are, you are married couples, and your children have not reached the teenage, there's a tax ahead of you. So it is important you start, you know, training your children the way they should go, as Proverbs have said, so that when they grow, they will not depart from it. Don't wait till your child is 12 before you start, you know, teaching him or her about God. That age is difficult to get their cooperation and to get them to be receptive to the message. So, an ideal home requires ideal children. But if we can get ideal children, we should understand their chemistry. And understanding them will help you to know how to handle them so that your home will be peaceful and also your home will be a role model for other people. God bless you. Once again, this is your brother Paul Offen. If you want this, more of this information, please visit the Church of Christ. We can teach you. We have, you know, youth programs for teenage boys and girls. Every Church of Christ that you go, they have this that they can prepare your children for you so that they don't go wayward the time that you need them. God bless you. Please share this message to as many as you can, and God will continue to bless you. Bye-bye.